الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، أعاذني الله وإياكم منها معاشر الأحباب. Dear brothers and sisters, إخواني وأحبتي في الله, we talked last Friday about one of the main themes of disagreement between Qadianis and the rest of the Ummah, which is the finality of prophethood. That Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the final and the last messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there will be no prophet or no messenger that will come after him. Now, some of the questions that they raised, some of the claims that they raised sometimes, they say that Isa alayhi salam is coming after him, and he's a prophet. So the line of prophets will continue. And this is the proof. This is their proof. Isa is coming. That means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the final prophet and messenger. So this is the second theme of disagreement between Qadianis and the rest of the Ummah. And they have different beliefs about the life of Isa alayhi salam and what happened to him. Was he crucified or not? Was he taken up to the heaven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his body and soul? Or was he killed by the Jews? And then he died later on, and his grave is in Kashmir, in India. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani all these questions are a center of discussion between this particular group and the rest of the ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, he did not leave us without any guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. And they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. But another man was made to resemble him to them. So they killed another one, but they thought that they killed Isa alayhi salam. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. تأكيد. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And they did not kill him for certain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and ever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exalted in might and wisdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful, and he has will, full wisdom. The next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him to the heaven. Some people, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised his soul only. He did not raise Isa alayhi salam with his body. And this is our belief, that he was not killed, he is still alive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him with his body and soul. If we look at the context of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he revealed this ayah in Surah An-Nisa 157, he said, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ بْنَ مَرْيَمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Jews. He cursed them because of this. This is one of the reasons. And he is refuting their claim. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah, this is the full ayah, and for their saying, indeed, we have killed the Messiah, Jesus the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but another was made to resemble him, to resemble him to them, and indeed, those who differ over it, over his death, are in doubt about it. They have no knowledge about it. They have no knowledge of it except the following of assumption. يَتَّبِعُونَ الظُّنُونَ And they did not kill him for certain. Rather, Allah raised him to himself. And ever is Allah exalted in might and wisdom. Now, this is the context of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is refuting the claim of the Jews who claimed that they were able to kill Isa alayhi salam. If we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we explain it this way, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his soul to himself. The ayah won't have any sense. We will not do any justice to this ayah. Because it will be as follows. They did not kill him for certain. Rather, Allah raised his soul. It doesn't make sense. Actually, it might be confirming their claim to some people. There is no answer here to their claim. He raised his soul. That means they killed him. The other point here is, we know that everyone who passes away, his soul is raised to the heaven. If the soul belongs to a believing human, we know that his soul would reach the seventh heaven. But if the soul belongs to a kafir, a non-believing human, that it will reach the near heaven, as-sama' ad-dunya, and then it will be returned to the earth. So every soul, after its death, after the time of death, will be raised to a certain level. What is so special here about Isa alayhi salam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say that he raised his soul to the heaven? In this context, he's refuting their claim. They are challenging the belief, the truth about Isa alayhi salam, and Allah would present this answer. He raised his soul. What is so special about him then? This is happening to everyone. So for sure, the meaning is not this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not meant it. Did not mean that he raised his soul. He raised Isa alayhi salam with his body to the heaven. And this is the only explanation that would do justice to this ayah and would provide an alternative to their claim. The second deviant explanation here to this ayah, they say this is metaphorical. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ It means that رَفَعَ مَقَامَهُ It means that he raised his status. But look at the ayah if we explain it this way. And they did not kill him for certain. Rather, Allah raised his status. It doesn't make sense. We know that Isa alayhi salam enjoyed a higher status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a prophet and a messenger. One of ulul azm. One of the strongest messengers, there are five, and Isa is one of them. So if the meaning was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his status, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not answering their claim here. Because the question here, the question would be, if he was not killed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he was not killed. then what happened to him? The answer would be Allah raised him to the heaven. That's the only answer that would do justice to this ayah. If the answer would be that Allah raised his status, it's not a good answer to their claim. We know from before, everyone knows that Isa alayhi salam is a messenger, is a great messenger. So this explanation also is wrong, and that's the belief and the explanation of Ahlul Sunnah, the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, is the only explanation that would provide an alternative to their claim, the claim of the Jews that they were able to kill him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this ayah said, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And ever is Allah exalted in might. He has the power to do it. He had the power to create Isa alayhi salam without a father. Then he had the power to raise him to the heaven with his body and soul. And he's full of wisdom. He's exalted in wisdom. He knows what he's doing. The other danger of explaining this ayah this way, the other problem, if we say he raised his status to himself. I'll give you an example. If a supreme commander, if we talk about a supreme human being, a supreme commander, we said, the supreme commander has raised such and such officer to himself. People would think that he raised his status to the status of his, to his own status. That means he took over his position. And that means here that Isa alayhi salam was granted some divine qualities. And this is what most of the Christians believe. We will be helping, strengthening the wrong beliefs of the Christians. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say rafa'ahu. No, he said rafa'ahu ilayh. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifat al-ulu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heaven. But if we are talking about status, what do you mean? He raised him to his own status? Astaghfirullah. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدينا سواء السبيل. So Qadianis, they believe that Isa عليه السلام was crucified. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Nor did they crucify him. And this is an act of kufr. Because they disbelieve in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Because they believe that he was crucified. And they said that he did not die on the cross. And he lost consciousness, and he was buried, and then he was able to flee his grave to Kashmir. And he died in Kashmir, and his grave is over there. And in their, one of their books, in the cover, on the cover of one of their books, they have even the picture of one of the graves in Kashmir, and they say, this is the grave of Isa alayhi salam. And in one of their books, titled, the death of the Messiah, the son of Mary, and what is meant by his descent. This is one of their books. Page 2. But this is the Arabic version. It could be in a different page if you go to use the English version. I'm talking here about the Arabic version. They said the Messiah was not taken up alive. And no one else was caused to resemble him. And this is another act of kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Someone else was made to resemble him. And then they are saying, no. No one else was made to resemble him. That means they disbelieve in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. That's why our scholars, they had no hesitation to say that these people are kuffar. And they say, they continue in their book on page 2, rather he was hanged on the cross for a few hours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Nor did they crucify him. So they disbelieved in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. And this is what Mirza Ghulam Ahmed said. He said that Allah revealed me this knowledge. He claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him this knowledge about Isa alayhi salam. And the reason why they are spreading these beliefs about Isa alayhi salam is to make it easy to their followers and to the rest of people to believe that Ghulam, or Mirza Ghulam Ahmed, is the new Messiah, and he is al-Mahdi, and he is a prophet. Because Isa alayhi salam passed away, and he is in his grave in Kashmir. So he will not come back at the end of time. Who is the one who will come back is Mirza Ghulam Ahmed. And actually, this guy, Mirza Ghulam Ahmed, did not bring it from himself. He stole this idea from the Christians, because some of the Christians believe that Isa alayhi salam was crucified for a couple of hours. He lost consciousness, he was buried, and then he fled his grave. The other problem, now when they said, the question that we raised in the beginning, when they said that Isa alayhi salam will come at the end of time, and he's a prophet, that means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's not the final prophet, because another prophet will come after him, who is Isa alayhi salam. Then this is an evidence that he's not the final prophet. What did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about Isa alayhi salam? We believe that he will come and he will judge with the Sharia of Islam. He will not come with a new book, with a new message, because the message is complete. You remember the hadith that we mentioned last time? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, my example, and the example of the rest of the prophets and messengers, is like a man who built a house, a beautiful house, and there was one brick that was missing. And he said, I am that brick. So the message is complete. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying about the coming of Isa alayhi salam. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يقاتلون على الحق ظاهرين إلى يوم القيامة. قال فينزل عيسى بن مريم فيقول أميرهم, وهو في الغالب هو محمد ابن عبد الله المهدي من ذرية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, فيقول أميرهم تعالى صلي لنا, فيقول لا, بعضهم أمراء بعض, تكريمة الله لهذه الأمة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, collected by Imam Muslim, said, لا تزال طائفة, a group of my ummah will continue struggling to establish the truth and will be victorious till the day of judgment. And Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Mary, will descend amongst them. Their leader will tell him, come and lead the prayer. Al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be preparing himself with the Muslims to pray Salat al-Fajr when Isa alayhi salam comes down. So he will tell him, come and lead the prayer. So Isa alayhi salam would say, no. Some of you will be leading the rest of yours, of your ummah, as an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this ummah. So Isa alayhi salam will be praying behind a Muslim leader who is not a prophet, he is not a messenger. This is a dalil, this is an evidence that Isa alayhi salam is not coming with a new message. He is not coming as a prophet or a messenger. He will be praying with Muslims. So he will be a member of this ummah. He will be part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that he will perform Hajj and Umrah, and then he will die. And Muslims will pray, will offer janazah prayer on him alayhi salam. In a different hadith, and this hadith is very clear, in Bukhari and Muslim, hadith Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُوشِكَنَّ أَنْ يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا. He said, by the one who in whose hands my soul is, very soon the son of Mary will descend amongst you as a just judge or ruler. He didn't say a prophet, he didn't say a messenger. And he described what he will be doing. He said, as a just hakam and adlan, as a just governor or ruler or a judge, because he will be working with al-Mahdi alayhi salam, he will be fighting against the Dajjal. This is what we know about their story. And the Ghulam or Mirza Ghulam Ahmed is one of the Dajajila, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لن تقوم الساعة, the hour will not be established until 30 people will claim prophethood. 30 liars will claim prophethood. They will claim that they are prophet, and I believe that this guy is one of them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to talk about a little bit about Ramadan and what we are supposed to do about after Ramadan. This is a topic that we are supposed to talk about every year after Ramadan is gone. I'm not going to make it long. The story is very short. I'll give you one example, dear brothers and sisters. There is something that I think everyone knows and feels when it comes to human relationship. If one, I used to remember in my back home when I was a child, some rich people, when the time of giving zakat would come, the needy people would come and line up in front of their houses. They come and visit them on that day because they know that they will be giving out some money. And if someone is dealt with in this way, and people would just call him or visit him when there is something to be given out, some maslaha, some interest. Even, I mean, it's happening to everyone. Yeah, and you hear people saying, I don't care about such and such person. He only calls me when he needs something. He never called me to say, Salaamu Alaikum, how are you doing? We don't like it. No one likes it. But what we are doing as Muslims nowadays, when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding for one night, the reward of 83 years, we all come to the masajid, running. This is something good in a way, because we believe in it. This is something good. We believe that in Laylatul Qadr. But in the other hand, it's not nice. It's not befitting for the servant to deal with his Lord in this way. And it's not befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we deal with him in this way. We only come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we know that he is rewarding us with more than 83 years of worship. So the message here, we have to stay committed to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a couple of things that we do. We need to, it's highly recommended that we fast the 6 days of Shawwal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal, ka'annama sama al-dahr. In different narration, fa'kana ka-siyami al-aami kulleh. He said, whoever fasted the month of Ramadan and follows it with 6 days of Shawwal, it will be as if he fasted his lifetime in a different narration the whole year. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous. He rewards for one day, every day is multiplied by 10. If we fasted 30 days in Ramadan, that makes it 300 days. If we fast the 6 days in Shawwal, that makes it 60. 300 plus 60 is 360. So that's the whole year. If you do it every year, then it will be as if you fasted your lifetime. And this is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing, we have to keep coming to the masajid. We have to stay committed to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, think about the other example. Someone is coming to your house only when he needs your help. But he doesn't come in the other times. Think about it. You don't like it for yourself. You don't like people to deal with you in this way. So we have to stay committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we come to the masajid. وَالْخَيْرُ خَيْرُ كُلُّهُ فِي اتِّبَاعَ هَذِهِ السُّنَّةِ سُنَّةِ الْحَبِيبِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ الْقُدُومِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. That was his lifestyle. praying the five daily prayers in the masajid. We need to keep reading, reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we keep doing the morning supplications and the evening supplications. They will help us, inshallah, stay committed to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ladies, sisters, they often ask this question every year. Are we allowed to combine between two niyas, two intentions, fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, at the same time making up for the missed days in Ramadan? We do miss days for a reason, and everyone knows about it. Now, you are not allowed, sisters, you are not allowed to combine between the two niyas. You have to separate between the 6 days of Shawwal and between the making up the other days. And alhamdulillah, our sharia is flexible. You are allowed. This is what I strongly believe. That was the practice of Aisha radiallahu anha. You are allowed to fast the 6 days in Shawwal, and then you make up later on the other days. You tell me I didn't fast the 30 days. You missed the days for a reason. You had an excuse. The same thing for someone who is traveling and he missed some other days. If he cannot fast all these days with the other 6 in Shawwal, he's allowed to fast the 6 days of Shawwal. Because Shawwal is only 1 month. If Shawwal is gone, you will miss this benefits. You will miss this virtue, this quality of fasting in the 6 days of Shawwal. If you fast the 6 days in Dhul Qa'dah or Dhul Hijjah, you won't get the same reward. Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, in Shawwal. So you do them in Shawwal, but you are allowed to delay making up the other days. And that was the practice of Aisha radiallahu anha. She used to make up the missed days in Sha'ban. But we know that she used to fast Arafat. And Arafat is an optional fasting, is not an obligation. So she used to fast an optional fast before making up her days from Ramadan. فهذه من سماحة هذه الشريعة. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يفقهنا في الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل. اللهم أصلح نفوسنا. اللهم أصلح نفوسنا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نشرك بك شيئا ونحن نعلمه ونستغفرك لما لا نعلمه. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وانصر عبادك المؤمنين في كل أرض وفي كل مكان. اللهم كن لهم ولا تكن عليهم وآثرهم ولا تؤثر عليهم وزدهم ولا تنقصهم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان وقام ليله إيمانا واحتسابا، واجعلنا ممن قام ليلة القدر على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة.